A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice, and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all of my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Teach me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Guide me, teach me, for you are my Savior. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Compassion, Lord, and your kindness of old. Remember this, and not my sins, in your goodness, O Lord. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Good and just is the Lord, the sinners know the way. God guides the meek to justice and teaches the humble. Teach me your ways, O
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, Whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may, with one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, then, as Christ welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises to the patriarchs, but so that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all of Judea, and all the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. The book of Revelation, which is the last book of the Bible, has a powerful statement from Jesus that I have really fallen in love with. And it is simply this. Jesus says, "I have come to make all things new." If you want to sum up all of Scripture, in reality, both the Old and New Testament, is summed up in these words: I have come to make all things new. Everything that Jesus did for us, from the moment he was conceived in the womb of his mother Mary until he was born in the stable at Bethlehem and lived out his ministry for 33 years with us in this world, everything he taught and did was to make everything new. To take creation that was horrifically scourged by original sin and to recreate it, especially the jewel of God's creation, which is all of us, humanity, to make humanity new again, to free it from the curse of sin and to fill us with the gift of God's saving grace. I've come to make all things new. You and I, when we enter into Mass every Sunday or even whenever we come to Mass, we come into the Eucharist. We receive the body and blood, soul, and divinity of the living God. In receiving communion and participating in this miracle of Eucharist, we continue to experience Jesus saying to us, I have come to make all things new, especially during the season of Advent, because Advent is all about that. Advent is celebrating what Christ has done as he permeates the world around us, especially our own hearts, as we celebrate that in preparing not only for the birth of the Savior, but the gift of Jesus in our own life and the final coming of Jesus at the end of time that we call the second coming. I've come to make all things new. For us as Catholic Christians, perhaps especially in the season of Advent, to come to receive the body and blood, soul, and divinity of the living God in communion is to experience at that moment being recreated, being reformed into a new creation. Because when you and I come to this table, Jesus looks at you and he calls you by name. I'll use my name, Joseph. As you receive me, I make you new. I recreate you. I draw you closer into the being I created you to be. This is what happens in the action of Holy Communion. Jesus looks at you and he calls you by name and he says, I make you new again. I help you to put off the old man and to put on the new man. Put off the old woman, put on the new woman. You're a new creation. Every time we walk into Eucharist and experience the miracle that is so precious to us in our Catholic faith, we are experiencing Jesus saying to us the very words of the book of Revelation, I've come to make you new. And if you stop and think about it, my brothers and sisters, when you leave here in a little while to return to your homes, you're a different person after receiving communion than you were when you first came here. Every time we receive our beloved Lord in Holy Communion, we're somehow different. We should never be the same as we were when we walked in here. We're drawn closer to Jesus, to Almighty God. We're commissioned to be his witnesses in the world. We have been moved again out of sin into grace. We are truly a new creation just in receiving the gift of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. In today's Gospel from St. Matthew, I bring us to that one point of the Gospel where it says, John is speaking, and he says, I baptize you with water for repentance, but there is one coming after me who will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. What is John saying there? That with the coming of Jesus, we're moving from the old covenant into the new covenant. With the coming of Jesus, we're moving from the Old Testament into the New Testament. With the coming of Jesus, we are moving into a new world, a new creation, a new experience of God. There is one coming after me who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, meaning God will burn within you. Almighty God will come and burn within you as you receive the gift of his saving life in baptism. That's what John is saying. And so he's echoing the words of the book of Revelation. I've come to make all things new. You know, nothing is the same because of Jesus. The whole world, all of creation has been turned upside down because of this redeeming Savior and his death, resurrection. All of this Paschal mystery, his coming to us and his humanity, suffering and dying for us, rising for us. None of us are the same. Just stop and think about it. When Jesus says, I've come to make all things new, he's saying to you, I'm opening the doors of heaven for you. Until I came, meaning Jesus, until I came, you had no chance of salvation. You literally were damned. There was no hope for any of you. It's only because of me. I permeated the world with my body, my blood, my soul, and divinity. I poured it out on the sacrifice of the cross. I recreated it into new life in the moment of resurrection. And all of this happens when we come to Holy Communion, when we receive the gift of the saving Lord at this table. You know, the more I'm a priest, 42 years of priesthood, the more in love I am with Eucharist, and the more faith I have in Eucharist, and the more belief I have in the miracle that happens at this altar. Through my ordained hands, touched by Bishop Quesada, our first bishop 42 years ago when I was ordained, as he poured oil on my hands and anointed me to be a priest. For me, there is no greater miracle known to the world than what happens here. There is nothing greater that you and I could know and ever experience than what happens here. And so out of this miracle, just prepare yourself for what Jesus is saying to you when you come up here in just a few moments. And the action of Holy Communion, the living God, alive on this altar, says to you by name, calling you, he says, I come to make you new. I come to transform you in a way that no one else can do that. I come to empower you with my spirit. You're not just a human being anymore. You are infused with my divine grace, which I continue to give you in the action of Holy Communion. So, my dear brothers and sisters, remember the words of the book of Revelation. Remember those final words of Jesus in that final book of the Bible, and let them permeate your heart and my heart, my mind, our minds and our bodies. I have come to make all things new.